My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This will be fun. This will be fun. I mean, we're basking in the glow. How long has it been? And actually, in this town, we know exactly how long it's been since we've been able to react to an actual football game.
Too soon.
You might be right.
Yeah, boy.
You might be right. It's not too soon, though, to talk to Rex Ryan. We're excited about this. Rex, every Sunday on Sunday NFL Countdown from 7 to 10 in the morning, our time, all season long, Rex will be with Mike Greenberg and then all the other analysts who we know, Teddy Bruschi, Randy Moss, Alex Smith, senior NFL insider Adam Schefter. You can catch Rex doing that all year long. Rex, thank you for joining us here on the River Islands Guest Line. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic, and it's great to be here with you guys.
Yeah, great to have you. Did you have the same thought I did when I saw Xavier Worthy look exactly like Tyreek Hill last night, and I just went, oh, no. Oh, no, the league, let these guys get better.
That's scary, wasn't it? I mean, it's like, come on, this guy, at first, it's funny because I was thinking, he's a first-round pick. He broke the combine record, fastest 40. But I'm like, there's no way in heck this guy's going to be like Tyreek Hill. And then he gets 2 touchdowns his first game, and it's like, uh-oh. But, yeah, no, that was impressive. It was a hell of a game, too. And, those two teams are – they may go, be representing the AFC in that championship game. Both those two teams look pretty darn good to me. But, yeah, Xavier Worthy, that's just what Kansas City needs, another Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, a little bit of the PTSD bowl for us out here, Rex. The last two teams that beat the Niners, forget the Rams in the last game of the year when the Niners didn't even really show up. But of those two teams, Baltimore and Kansas City, if you're a Niner fan, which one would you have to fear more?
I don't think it matters. I thought Baltimore had the best team in the league last year. I never thought it was close. So, they kind of laid an egg. Kansas City, wins that game. But now you do it 2 times in a row. I guess it's not it's certainly not a fluke. So, but either one of those two teams are going to be tough for anybody. And, we'll see if the Niners get there again or not. But, they had to feel pretty fortunate beating Detroit, I think, in that championship games when you're down 17 points. That to come back and win that game was pretty dang impressive. And obviously, the Super Bowl was a disappointment. They played well. It's just, you got beat. But, Niners are outstanding. There's no doubt about it. They're well coached and they got a ton of weapons. They're fun to watch.
Rex, as always, we're talking a lot about quarterbacks. And as the world is still trying to put a finger on exactly who and what Brock Purdy is, we're looking at those two guys last night and kind of comparing and contrasting them stylistically. I wonder from your perspective as a coach, if you could get on a computer and sort of dial up the style of a quarterback, the characteristics of a quarterback that matter to you most, what would you dial up?
Well, I think you accuracy is the main thing. Throwing the football is the main thing. You got to be smart because you got to learn the system. You got to have all that stuff down. But mobility, I think mobility is something that I remember Bill Walsh was actually a mentor of mine, which is crazy because he was an offensive guy. But he was gracious enough, spent a lot of time with me when I was a young coach going up the ranks and things. But he always talked to me about that. He thought mobility was one of the things that was important for quarterbacks. And you know, Purdy is never going to be confused with Lamar Jackson, but he does have some mobility, and he's got a great pocket presence too. And it's so funny because everybody's like, oh, Brock Purdy's not any good. He's not any good. He all he did was lead the NFL in QBR last year. He averaged almost 10 yards a pass attempt. You know, 9.6 yards, which by the way led the league. And oh, by the way, it's not just dink and dunk stuff. He's throwing it down the field, pitching it down the field. So to me, you know, yeah, he's not. You know, you're never going to trade, Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes for Brock Purdy, but hell, he's pretty dang good. And I think it's time people started realizing that he's one of the reasons why the Niners are so good. It's not just the great weapons they have, and albeit they got great weapons, but damn, Brock Purdy's a pretty good weapon too.
Rex Ryan here on 95.7 The Game. Is part of his success stemming from just the scheme fit with Kyle Shanahan and the way he goes about running his offense?
Well, I think obviously it's a good fit, and Kyle Shanahan's an outstanding coach, but, he's still the same coach that got fired in Cleveland, got fired in, you know, wherever, and in Washington or whatever. So, I mean, he's a great coach, but you got to have players. And certainly they have a ton of players. They have an outstanding system. But what's most important is, to me, is the grasp of the system that Brock Purdy has. There's a lot of smart coaches in this league, but the thing that I'm impressed with is Kyle Shanahan's got this young quarterback, and it's almost like he's connected to him on the field. Like he's that sharp, he's that smart, and if the guy's he's accurate as hell when somebody's open, he delivers it, and he delivers it on time. He's always the thing that gets me with him. You know, he's not the greatest at extending plays like a Patrick Mahomes, but what he's amazing about is anticipation, timing, and accuracy. And he throws guys open. He doesn't wait for them to get open. He throws them open. And to me, I'm blown away by the kid.
Rex Ryan, ESPN, is with us. Rex, you just said something interesting. I want to dig a little deeper here because we are bombarded with the idea that players on the Niners are a product of Kyle Shanahan's system. And you just kind of insinuated that Kyle is also a product of his players. Is that what you believe?
Well, sure, of course. I think we all are. You know, you think, hey, Bill Belichick's the best of all time. Well, did he look better with Tom Brady or without him when he couldn't beat anybody? I think he looked a hell of a lot better when Tom Brady was there. So that's part of us. Now, I'll say this. There's no coach in the National Football League, in the history of the National Football League, there's no coach can win without players. All right? There's some coaches can't win with them, but there's no coach that can win without them. And to me, the Niners are an outstanding team, and it's a great mix. This is a good football coach, damn good football coach. All right? There's no denying it, but those players make the coach look a hell of a lot better than if he didn't have those guys.
Let's say every single coach in the league was completely available and you were starting a team. Who would you hire?
I'd hire that kid at Detroit.
Oh.
The one that they can't get out. That's who I would hire.
Dan Campbell.
I love Dan Campbell, but I was talking about assistants. Because right now, you know, you could take any of them and say, you know, hey, Dan Campbell, Kyle Shanahan, all these guys. But I want to dig deep. I want to get my own guy, and I'm going to go get that offensive coordinator with Detroit. Nobody does a better job than that guy does. He doesn't have half the players that some of these teams have, and yet they rank in the top five every single year that he's been an offensive coordinator. So to me, I think he could be a superstar in this league, and we'll find out. But all these other guys, Kyle Shanahan, all those guys are outstanding coaches. Mike Tomlin's a great coach, but I'm just telling you, I think there's some assistants that are going to break through in this league coming up. that I'm really excited to, you know, to see some of these other assistants move on as well, and not just come from the Sean McVay family or whatever. there's more ways of skinning a cat. And the guy at Detroit, as you guys know, does, in my opinion, does a better job than anybody in the league.
Ben Johnson is who you're talking about.
No doubt. And the pipeline continues to be strong in the NFL. Rex, what's it like coming off a Super Bowl to try to do it again? Because we hear a lot about a Super Bowl hangover. The Niners obviously lost the big game, and they're trying to do it again. What are the challenges for a team to try to get back to the bowl after losing it?
Well, I think there's you know, obviously the team is hungry, but it's so damn hard to get back there. Like, and that's the thing where it's like every year is a brand new system, you know, or a brand new season. And to me, if you're sitting back thinking, assuming you're going to get there, you'll get your ass kicked. And by then you're going to be scratching to make the playoffs instead of where you want to be having that number one team, that number one seed. You got to handle business, and it's all over. It's a brand new season. And some of these teams that are hungry, that are behind you, you look at the jump that Detroit made last year. Who's going to be that team this year? You know, their stock. Is it going to be the Bears? Is it going to be Seattle? Is it going to be the Rams? Like, I don't know. But every, you know, you can't take anything for granted. And I think, and not saying that the Niners are going to, but that's the only way. If you're all of a sudden, you know, the motor's not running, all that type of stuff, and you think you're just going to wait till the playoffs, you're not going to, you'll be lucky to make it.
Rex Ryan, ESPN, with us on 95.7 The Game. Rex, as you said, your defensive guy, would love to get your assessment of the 49er defense and specifically some of the changes. You know, Dre Greenlaw is going to miss a little bit of time. Eric Armstead is gone. What are your thoughts on this group?
Yeah, I mean, it's an outstanding group. It's, you know, they're so fundamentally sound as well. It's hard to get the ball over top of them. And, you know, the pass rush, it all starts with that pass rush. And, you know, you mentioned the loss of the big defensive tackle in there, Armstead. Like, that's a big loss. But then you get some other guys that are coming up, and, you know, as long as you got Bosa healthy, you got a pretty good chance, you know what I mean? And all these kids inside, like, there's a lot of good players, a lot of depth in that group. And I think they picked up Floyd also, right?
They did,
so, yeah. You know, so to me, that's the kid. I love that kid. When he came out, I absolutely love that kid. And you know, he's been tremendous. And I think that's the guy. It's funny, you're playing against Aaron Rodgers. Well, who's the guy that knocked him out, gave him the Achilles? You know, Aaron Rodgers is going to look back over. I believe it was Floyd. So, but either way, to me, it's, you know, that's a damn good football player that nobody even talks about. So, you know, yeah, you lose a guy, but you also gain a guy too. And, you know, so we'll see. I think the team is, you know, both these defenses are going to be interesting, because not just the Niners have an outstanding defense, but the Jet defense is absolutely loaded. So I think it's going to be a great matchup. Both of those, ironically, play the same style of defense. You know, they all play this. We used to call it a sneak package. Basically, it's a cover three on top. You know, they're playing on top of the corners, playing almost man, but on top. So it's not true man coverage. But either way, both these teams do a great job of playing that style. And it's going to be interesting because, you know, these offenses go against that defense every day. So, you know, they shouldn't be surprised by, you know, this style of play. So, it should be interesting to me. I mean, I can't wait for this game. I think it's going to be fantastic.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We're super excited out here, Rex, and glad to have you joining us, being of Jets cloth from your past. And I'm just curious what you think about Aaron Rodgers and what the expectation is for a guy almost 41 coming off an Achilles, playing his first football in almost 2 years.
Yeah, I think, you know, look, he's completely healthy. So I think the Achilles, you know, yeah, it happened or whatever, it's unfortunate, but he is absolutely 100% healthy. So the other thing is he's had a lot of durability, throughout his career. So he's not a guy that typically gets hurt. It's kind of a freak thing with that Achilles, but it certainly wasn't age related. So I think I think they're going to get a healthy Aaron Rodgers, and you know, he might not have the mobility that he once had, but he still has the arm talent, and he's got some guys to throw to, man. Like, this Garrett Wilson is no joke. I think he's a superstar in the making. They add Mike Williams, who's, a 50-50 jump ball, you know, contested catch guy, outstanding receiver. And so I think that's going to be good. And then they have a back. Now, this is the closest thing to Christian McCaffrey that we have in the league in this Breece Hall. So it's going to be a hell of a matchup. The that offensive line has been upgraded big time for the Jets, so I think it's going to be an interesting matchup, certainly.
No doubt about it. Hey, Rex, before you get out of here, wanted to get a thought also on the game that is happening later tonight. It's kind of an interesting way to start a season, I'll say, in Brazil, for a couple of teams that have to turn right around and play again next week, and you've got players who have made comments like they're being told to stay in their hotel rooms and whatnot. What are your thoughts on this game that's happening tonight?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. It's obviously a interesting venue down there in Brazil, and I actually went to a World Cup down there. Me and a bunch of my coaches went down, and they're, for good reason, they need to stay in their hotel.
Oh, okay. What are some of those reasons,
pretty,
Rex?
Pretty distracting. It was pretty distracting. Let's just say that around the beaches, it was very distracting. So they need to stay focused, stay in their hotel. I will say this: it's interesting, but it's the same time zone. And I know it sounds crazy because it's a 10-hour flight or whatever from the East Coast, but it's actually on the same time zone. I think that helps a little bit. I'm sure these teams will get an extra day, a couple extra days of preparation. So I mean, they could use it as an excuse. There's no need to. I think they'll be fine when they come back, from it. But it's going to be a hell of a game, man.
Yeah.
I mean, the NFL's got some great games that, already scheduled. The interesting thing about Philadelphia early in the year, what were they, 10-1 or something like that?
Yep.
I have never seen a team, just go the exact opposite direction. It harkens back to the day of the Raiders when they went like 10-0 and then they lost 6 straight, or something many years ago. But it's almost like they couldn't stand their coaching staff. Like, I've never seen a team like literally lay down like they did.
It was shocking.
You know, it's a talented-ass team, and they played like garbage. They couldn't have beat anybody at the end of the year. Nobody. They were beating nobody. And yet they were as talented as anybody. They bring in Vic Fangio to coach the defense. I think that's obviously going to help. They had a couple guys there that were couldn't stop a nosebleed. So I think, it's what happens when you hire some of these young guys that should stay somewhere else. But either way, it's You know, now they get a veteran coach in there, so certainly that's going to help Philadelphia. They get a real coach there. And but, yeah, I mean, that's what I want to see. What Philadelphia team is going to show up? The one that was absolutely horrendous at the end of the year, or the team that we've seen and got accustomed to seeing that can play with anybody in the league?
Rex, I don't know if I'm going out on a limb here. Just listening to you feels like you're not the biggest Sirianni fan.
No, I wasn't that. I liked him. I liked the guy initially. I thought he had some swag to him and all that, but I just tell the truth. I tell what I see, and that's what makes me a little different than these other guys that the pundits that get on there. They you know, either they don't know or they don't have the guts to say. But if I see it, I'll say it. And to me, I've been around the game all my life, and you can't fool me. I've seen it. And to me, that's what that team looked like. Looked like a team that could care less about their coaches, and that's how they played.
Rex Ryan, the truth teller, so I have one more for you. Our colleague, Lorenzo Neal, I did 4 years of radio with him. He's still a part of the family. What do you remember about Lo Neal during your time together in Baltimore? Now, nothing but the truth here, Rex. Give it to us straight.
No, I love the guy. I mean, he was an absolute beast, a great player. And, you know, hey, did I let him skip curfew a couple of times? Absolutely. So, but he was, I don't know if that's what you're referring to. I love the guy. I mean, to me, he's one of the all-time great fullbacks in the history of our game. And, you know, I don't know if they'll ever put a fullback in the Hall of Fame, you know, a traditional blocking fullback. But, man, there was very few better than this guy, if any.
Perfect. Exactly what I was looking for.
Yep, you nailed it. Rex, thank you so much. It's a ton of fun to have you on.
All right, my pleasure, guys.
All right, there he goes. Rex Ryan.
Truth teller.
And now, producers, if you're not on the phone with Lo Neal within the next 20 minutes, I don't even know why you're here. I don't know why you're here. Get Lo on. I want to hear what he did with these curfews that Rex just let him run around and go crazy.
Well, at the time, I think Lo was nearing the tail end of his career, and he was handling business on the field. So, yeah, go ahead and skip a curfew, big fella. Just as long as you show up with that moneymaker and you lead the way for our run game, you'll be just fine.
Well, Rex clearly thought you were leading him more than you were. That was a very open-ended question.
Yes.
You could tell when we started laughing, when he's like, I don't know if that's what you're referring to. It was like, we weren't referring to anything, but we are now.
Well, and he totally led me to it by saying that I'm a guy who tells the truth. Yep. Okay, Rex, then let's have the truth on Lo Neal, because Lo would tell you that, you know, little curfew skip, and that was Lo's final year of his career. 2008, he was a 38-year-old fullback. And by the way, he played in all 16 games.
Let me go ahead and say
at 38.
It. Let me say it for him since he's not here. Go to hell, Dibs.
That's a four.
Okay.
That's a solid four.
Yeah, that's what he would say if he
no,
were here.
And
right
I can
now.
See where, you know, Lo's like, hey, Rex, I'm going to be hanging a little bit late tonight, you know? I'm 38. I'm in my 16th year in the league. You go ahead and give the veteran different rules, you know?
That is the first time I've heard someone assess what happened to the Eagles that way.
Well, you assessed it that way in real time.
Well, but I didn't say it that way. They look like they hate their coaches. What I told you was something's rotten on the inside.
Yep.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what's going on, but what you're seeing, to me, feels like a Hollywood set, right? Like, go ahead and go behind the house. Oh, it turns out there are no bedrooms. It's just a picture of a house. Like, that's what it felt like even when they were 10-1. It's not that they were bad. They've got talent all over the place, obviously. But something just wasn't adding up. And all it took was for, I think, the opposite to come to town, because the Niners, especially at that time, they were humming. They were humming, they were well-oiled, they were super motivated, they wanted to show the world what they really think would have happened if they could play the Eagles at full strength. And so you got Deebo Samuel to absolutely just turn the volume all the way up, and it exposed them. And Big Dom wasn't allowed anymore, and that was it. They were just done. They folded.
Yeah.
Absolutely folded. So
Niners got them in a good spot, too. I'm looking at the schedule now, and off the bye, they were Philadelphia was at Kansas City, a win. They beat Buffalo in overtime somehow.
Totally.
And then the Niners preceded the Cowboys, so that was a little bit of a gauntlet.
Oh, and I think they played either the Cowboys or the Dolphins right before the bye.
Yeah, exactly.
It was nothing but a
Cowboys
run.
Bye, Chiefs, Bills, Niners, Cowboys.
Oh, I mean, just like the best teams in the NFL. They had to play them all in a row, like 5-6 weeks in a row.
Exactly. Yeah. And they went to Seattle and lost, and things went downhill from there, but Rex's analysis is spot on what we
totally.
What we learned at the end of the year when they went out and got crushed by Tampa Bay.
I thought the easiest bet in the NFL of the entire year was the Cowboys minus whatever against the Eagles the week after the Niners pulled them apart. I was like, oh my God, Dallas, and it was in Dallas.
3.5.
And it was three. Yeah, I remember being about a field goal. I'm like, Dallas is going to blow them off the field. What was the final score?
33-13.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. And it wasn't that close.
No. And they never recovered. We'll see if they did in 2.5 hours.
Exciting. Yeah, that's a good one.
Like, this is which Eagles are you? You second half Eagles or are you first half Eagles?
Well, let's see. It feels like there still is some broken things about the coach quarterback relationship, and it just doesn't feel like everything is buttoned up with this Eagle team.
I agree with you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.